You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Indian government has raised windfall tax on domestically produced crude oil, aviation turbine fuel, and high-speed diesel for exports. Windfall tax on crude oil has been raised to Rs 2,100 per ton from Rs 1,700 per ton earlier, effective on Tuesday, according to a government order dated January 2nd. Export tax on diesel has been increased to Rs 7.5 per litre from Rs 5 per litre, while tax on ATF has been increased to Rs 4.5 per litre from Rs 1.5 per litre. The revised tax rate is effective from January 3rd, according to the order. The special additional excise duty on petrol continues to remain unchanged at nil. Windfall tax is levied as a special additional excise duty, which is aimed at absorbing the super profits earned by domestic crude oil producers due to high global crude product prices, and is revised every fortnight by the central government. The rates of the levies are being changed depending on crude prices and the refining spread. Over to the industry section. Coffee shipments from India, Asia's third largest producer and exporter, rose 1.66% to 4 lakh ton in 2022 on rise in instant coffee exports and re-exports, according to the Coffee Board. Exports stood at 3.93 lakh ton in 2021. In value terms, coffee export was higher at Rs 8,762.47 crore in 2022, as against Rs 6,984.67 crore in the previous year. India ships both Robusta and Arabica varieties besides instant coffee. According to the board's latest data, shipment of Robusta coffee declined marginally to 2,20,974 ton in 2022 from 2,20,997 ton in the previous year. Similarly, export of Arabica fell 11.43% to 44,542 ton from 50,292 ton. However, export of instant coffee increased to 16.73% to 35,810 ton in 2022 from 29,819 ton in the previous year. Meanwhile, the Indian economy and exports will be moderately impacted in 2023 by weak global demand and recession in large economies. And to improve its current account, the country should aim at reducing energy import bill, economic think tank GTRI said on Tuesday. The Global Trade Research Initiative said that in 2022, India will pay USD 270 billion in imports of crude oil and coal, which is about 40% of total merchandise import bill. It also said the US effort to create alternate supply chains, excluding China, is gradually leading to restructuring of global supply chains and relocation of few large manufacturing firms shows that India is in a good position to benefit from this trend. Moving on, amid rising coronavirus cases in China, Japan, the US and other countries, India has issued a fresh set of guidelines for travelers. As per the Union Health Minister, a negative coronavirus report is a must for passengers transiting through China, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Singapore and Thailand, irrespective of their originating countries, before landing at any Indian airport. This will also apply to transiting passengers. The COVID test must be conducted within 72 hours of undertaking the journey to India. The negative report from the RT-PCR test must be uploaded on the Air Suvidha portal before their departure. Accordingly, the Ministry of Civil Aviation's Air Suvidha portal has to be made operational for passengers on all international flights from these countries, with a provision to allow international travelers arriving in India to submit negative RT-PCR test reports as well as a self-declaration form on this portal. In the auto sector, Tata Motors has revealed its sales figures for the month of December 2022. This Mumbai-based homegrown automaker managed to sell 40,043 passenger vehicles in India last month, while 364 units were exported to other countries. These sales figures include 3,868 units of electric vehicles as well. Tata Motors EV sales for December 2022 stands at 3,868 units, recording a year-on-year growth of 64.2%. This includes domestic sales as well as marginal exports numbers as well. In the same period last year, Tata managed to sell 2,355 EVs. Moreover, in third quarter of FY23, Tata Motors sold 12,596 EVs as against 5,826 units in third quarter of FY22, registering a massive 116.2% growth. Tata Motors' electric vehicle portfolio currently includes the Tiago EV, Tigor EV, Nexon EV Prime, and the long-range Nexon EV Max. The Nexon EV Prime gets a 30.2 kWh lithium-ion battery, while the Nexon EV Max gets a larger 40.5 kWh unit. Lastly, the share market. Indian equity indices concluded Tuesday's session in the green territory with BSE Sensex rising 126.21 points to 61,294 and NSE Nifty climbing 35.10 points, settling at 18,232.55. Most of the broader market indices ended in the green. Nifty Next 50 rose 0.42%. Nifty Mid-Cap 50 climbed 0.21%, Nifty Large Mid-Cap 250 advanced 0.21%, and Nifty Total Market ended 0.23% higher. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.